Hi, and welcome to episode 76 of the ARP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. Workday made headlines with its Super Bowl commercial this last weekend, enlisting the help of major rock stars to oppose the use of the term rockstar to describe executives reaching success with the help of Workday. This comes on the tail end of the appointment of its new CEO and its recent commitment of $250 million in investment capital into Workday Ventures, the strategic capital arm of Workday, Inc. Announcements that all support the growth trajectory of Workday. The $250 million investment will further reinforce Workday Ventures' strategic focus on AI and ML, intelligent automation, and serving targeted markets. Last week, Microsoft announced the launch of an all-new AI-powered Bing search engine and Edge browser, now available in preview at Bing.com, to deliver better search, more complete answers, a new chat experience, and the ability to generate content. These enhancements are no surprise with the rise of ChatGPT and advancements coming from vendors across the market. We look forward to this next evolution of AI and to the impact to their Dynamics 365 products. Next, Planful announced strong recurring revenue growth in fiscal 2022, while increasing profitability for the second consecutive year. Planful's operating margins were up 75% year-over-year, with subscription bookings growth up 25% year-over-year and 30% year-over-year growth in North America. Planful's global expansion also continued, with international growth up 50% year-over-year. This is another example of growth in the enterprise software space, including financial planning and analysis vendors, like Planful, experiencing significant expansion in 2022. Finally, Aptian entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Drink IT, a provider of enterprise resource planning software designed to meet the needs of beverage companies, including breweries, distilleries, bottlers, and wholesalers. Aptian continues to build its food and beverage ERP empire with this acquisition, adding to a long list of acquisitions made in the last year. As reported in our 2023 Outlook report, ERP micro vertical solutions will dominate in 2023 and beyond. Thanks for tuning in to the ERP Minute. We are always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.